Hello, this is Donald. I'm the supervisor. Can I help you?
Donald, I just had a very disturbing phone conversation with one of your employees, Dustin.
What happened?
I could have sworn that he said, stupid bitch, that there's a $45 stupid bitch fee. I don't think it's hilarious. I'm really shaken up.
That is a legitimate fee that we do put on the invoices when we bill people. If there's
called a stupid bitch fee?
Yeah, it actually says stupid bitch fee. I don't know if they have a sense of humor in the billing office or what, but yeah, that's definitely on there, and it's for people who are stupid bitches. So, were you being a stupid bitch?
Cactus, PLA Radio.
Hey everyone, you're listening to PLA Radio number 16. This episode isn't really about anything at all. I'm just going to throw a bunch of crap in here and we'll see how it turns out. First on the list, we have a couple of phone mobs that have happened recently. I'm sure most of you remember phone mobbing from a few episodes ago. The first one was organized by Rogue Clown, and it was done to the original phone mobbing place, which was so much fun in episode 13. But they kind of seemed to catch on to what we were doing and didn't really respond much. So here's a really short clip of that.
Well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning, what's your bid?
Can I open the meat phone?
Good morning, what's your bid?
31 on the Texas.
Good morning, what's your bid?
I'd just like to say to all those prank phone callers, you rock!
That one actually went on for about 45 minutes, but I won't subject you to the horrible sound quality on that one. The next phone mobbing happened a week later, and it was organized by Newbell, and I believe it went on for about an hour, maybe 45 minutes. Here's a short clip of that one.
Let's go to our phones. It's Radio Watch, and can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the cactus.
Okay. Hello, this is the auction. Can I help you today?
I want to bid on the pizza.
Which one? Classic,
classic?
Pizza?
The cactus pizza.
This is the radio auction. Can I help you today?
I'm lucky to bid on the Menards.
Okay, we have a $100 card that's open right now at $85. The $50 is open at $45.
You'd have to step it up by
Becky,
two.
Becky, are you into bukkake?
Nope.
Cactus.
Radio auction. Hello, can I help you today? You're on the auction.
I was wanting to bid on the massage.
Which one were you interested in?
I wanted the massage. The place where they massage you with cactuses.
Okay, that is not available on today's auction. Thank you for calling, though. Radio auction, hello, can I help you today?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the shit cock.
And hello, you're on the air, can I help you?
MSC alignment?
Yeah, we have an opening bid on that right now. Did you want the oil change?
What the fuck do you think?
Okay. The oil change is not open. We do have a alignment that is open. Hello, can I help you today on the air?
Yes, I'm interested in the shooting course.
Okay, you can open that for $35. It's valued at $100.
All right, I will open it for $35 because really some people are pissing me
off.
And I want to learn to shoot them.
Yeah, all right, what is your number?
8719.
8719. We close that one at 11 o'clock for you, all right?
Cactus.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that's just kind of a short collection of best of clips. There was actually lots more phone calls on that one. If you want to hear the complete phone calls on each of those calls, you can go to phonelosers.org and there's a little thing on the main page about it. Lots of thanks goes out to Newbell and Rogue Clown from the PLA forums for setting both of these up. Hopefully we'll have some more of these in the near future. Slacker from the PLA forums has introduced us to a new telephone activity designed to annoy and confuse people, and he calls this activity mass calling. Basically, what he's doing is three-way calling people together with Skype, but instead of three people on the line, he gets like 10 or 15 people on the line, and mass confusion ensues. Here's a short clip of one of Slacker's mass phone calls where he bridges a few Subway restaurants together, and a few of the workers end up knowing each other.
Hi, person.
Hi, I'm sorry, Subway.
This is Gary. How can I help you?
Okay, Subway, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello,
Diamond Center
Subway.
Thank you. Subway, can I help you?
Diamond Center Subway.
This is Subway MacArthur. Subway.
This is freaky.
Linda?
Yes.
Ashley? What is going on?
This
I don't know.
Subway North Grand.
Oh my god. Linda, I'm gonna hang you up now. Okay, me too.
Bye everybody.
Bye.
Linda, oh my god, my phone just rang and that's what I said.
I know.
Why did it do that?
I don't know. And then MacArthur picked up.
North Grand. And then did you hear it ringing the whole entire time?
Yes. And then there was another woman that said goodbye, everybody. I don't know.
I'm about to shit myself.
Linda,
that's like fucking aliens or something.
That was
funny.
Weird.
Listening into our frequency and everything.
That was weird. Yeah, we need to hang up.
Bye.
Bye.
And then here's another call by a different user on the forums who just called a bunch of random people, I assume that he knows, and bridged them all together, and this one really gets upset about it.
Hello, who is this?
Aaron.
You see what I mean? It's calling people. Sorry, our phones are calling people. We're not calling.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another person on the office.
Makes no sense at all.
I know, obviously. Sorry. See, it's doing it again. It's calling more and more people. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to UCIT tomorrow and see if I can get this fucking fixed. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Is it your phone calling people, or...?
No, I'm not. I don't know. See, I don't know if it's my phone, your phone, his phone, or the other dude's phone that's calling people, but it's obviously calling all of us. You know what I mean?
That makes
maybe
sense.
Hello?
You see what I mean? It's calling people. JD, is that you in the background?
What?
I want to know who else is on this phone line.
While your party is reached.
Damn it, it's calling people again.
All of these mass callings go on for at least 5 minutes, but I edited them down because it's just too long to put on this show. I'll have a link in the show notes, though, that will allow you to listen to the full calls of all of these. There's a bunch of them made to places like Kroger's, Arby's, the Casey's convenience store, and just lots of random people arguing over who called who. It's pretty entertaining stuff if you're bored.
On The Money Tonight, Target, Walmart. You've heard all the complaints, but you won't believe what some critics are urging shoppers to do. Is this corporate terrorism? Nightmare for Walmart. Tips for torturing the giant retailer. We'll ask the man who suggests hijacking their intercom if it's really just corporate terrorism. Bashing Walmart has become an art form, but you won't believe who's taking on the retail giant now and the crafty way they're doing it.
Running amok in stores coast to coast, there is a group called PhoneLosers.com, and they're taking a new approach to attacking Walmart by using pranks. In one scam, a group hijacked the phones at one Walmart, actually taking calls from some unassuming customers. Take a listen.
Yes. By any chance, do you have any Christmas bows in blue?
Well, hang on. How far away are you?
I'm in the city.
You're in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just drive out here and look.
Excuse me. I'm a customer.
I don't care. You haven't bought anything yet. You're not a customer.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you know me?
I don't care. I don't want to know you.
Oh, I'm going to have you fired.
Good. Get me fired. My name's Steve. I hate this damn job.
Joining us now, Brad Carter. He runs PhoneLosers.com and the anarchy at your local Walmart page.
All that was from a CNBC thing that happened in 2005 where they did a short segment on our Walmart page at PhoneLosers.org/Walmart. And I'm not going to play any more of it because it pretty much sucked really bad. If you'd like to see it, though, it's on my YouTube account, which is located at youtube.com/user/RBCP. And now's the part of the show where I'm going to bore the hell out of you with a bunch of voicemails.
You have new messages.
Hello, persons calling you through Sprint IP Relay. I'm operator 0098F with a message. Hello, this is Nova, CEO of Novagram, an inventor of Novatones. After reading the PLA issue about red boxing, I built one from a tone dialer. When I started using it, the cops started firing off AK-47s and throwing grenades at me. They nearly killed me, and they took away my company. Now I've got 50 years in prison, and it's all thanks to the PLA. Fuck the PLA. I hate you all. Nah, just kidding. You guys are alright, except for Murdoch. He's a fucking faggot, dude. See you all in 50 years. Kaboom, motherfucker. Run operator 0098F. Have a nice day.
Yeah, hey man, I'm not sure if you really do this anymore or whatever, but I was wondering if you could do an episode about, like, equipment that they use to record phone calls. Yeah, thanks man. Peace.
There's actually a huge page on phonelosers.org that explains how to record your phone calls. And you can find that by going to phonelosers.org and looking on the left sidebar, and there's a section called Read Articles. If you click on that, it's one of the first articles listed, and it's a pretty extensive page on different recording techniques.
My name's Eli. I thought it would be pretty cool if you prank called that old guy who you asked for a ride home, Roy. That'd be pretty hilarious if you did that again, because, you know, that's the only one of your individual prank calls I have on my iPod. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. You know, I'm a big listener of your show. I think that'd be really awesome if you prank called that old guy. It'd be really funny. It'd be pretty awesome. Well, just wanted to say that. Yeah. Okay. Cactus. Bye.
Hey, Eli. Unfortunately, I'm guessing Roy is probably dead by now since we made that call back in 96 or 97, and I don't even remember where he was from anyway. But for the people on this show who haven't heard that particular phone call, here it is.
Hi, is this Roy?
Yeah.
I'm calling about the pants.
I didn't hear you.
I'm calling about the pants. What? I'm calling about the pants, you old deaf hoodlum. Roy.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
No.
How many fingers am I holding up?
What? Will you repeat it, sir?
What color panties are you wearing, Roy? Roy, why did you steal my underwear? Roy.
Yeah, now you come up.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
I am by the park, and I need you to give me a ride home.
A ride home?
Yes. I have urinated in my pants. I peed all over myself. And it's too cold, and I need a ride home.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Yes, I'm telling you that I need a ride home.
Ride home?
Come to the park and pick me up.
No, I don't want anyone to pick me up. Who are you calling?
I'm calling you, Roy.
Huh?
Roy?
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 89 years old, girl. Almost 90.
So, will you come pick me up by the park?
You know what?
Give me a ride home.
Ride home?
Yes.
No, I don't need a ride home. I drive my own car.
Yo, PLA, this is Mike Rustescal. I am a big fan of basically your PLA stuff. It's amazing, you're amazing, and I love you. I want you inside me. Goodbye.
The PLA voice message, you're a bunch of flaming faggot-ass bitches. We got nothing better to do. How pathetic are you? That all you do is make prank phone calls to people. Do you have no life for real? What is the point of your service? It's really stupid, immature, and, God, I feel sorry for the people that talk to you, because you're a fucking moron. I cannot believe how fucking stupid you and your whole little organization is. Have a nice day, fuckheads.
This is the last message.
If you'd like to leave a message for PLA Radio, you can call 505-796-4020. You can also email rbcp@phonelosers.org. These next phone calls are to a lady named Mildred Monday, who I started calling in 1993 after picking her name at random out of a phone book while I was working, actually.
Hello?
Hi, this is AT&T. Mildred Monday is at a payphone and wishes to make a call and bill it to your number. Is that all right?
Mildred Monday. I'm Mildred Monday.
No, you're not. Mildred's at the payphone.
I said I am Mildred Monday.
And I told you Mildred's at the payphone.
Well, who wants to make the call?
Mildred's making the call from the payphone. She's making a call to New Zealand and wants to bill the phone call to your house.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
No.
And she wants verification from you to make sure it's all right.
No. I don't know no Mildred Monday.
You don't know Mildred Monday?
No, sir.
Are you saying this could be a fraudulent call?
It could be, because Mildred Monday, and I'm in bed in my own home.
After that first call to Mildred, me and various friends continued to call her over the next 10 years or so. And we just pretty much confused the hell out of her in every single phone call by just saying bizarre things to her. She never really got angry with us too badly. She was just old and confused.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Monday?
Uh-huh.
This is Pioneer Roofing. This is Bill. And I'm just calling to confirm an 8 o'clock appointment in the morning for to re-roof your house with red shingles.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I just had a new roof on.
Oh, we show you need a new roof on.
No, you say wrong. I just got a new roof on.
Well, this roof, it was shipped specially here to our office from New Zealand, and we're supposed to put it on your house tomorrow.
Well, that's rough. If you bring it out here, you'll get a shotgun in the hind end.
What's he talking about, Mom? Hey, buddy,
yes?
Go back here again, I'm going to come looking for your ass. I'll find you.
This is Mike from Pioneer Roofing, though.
I don't give a shit where you're from.
Mildred's son, who apparently lived with her still, would occasionally take over the calls from Mildred and yell at us for a while. I think I have a collection of probably 20 Mildred Monday calls, and it makes me feel good to know that I've enhanced her retirement years with all of this excitement and confusion that's kept her mind working. I'm willing to bet that we probably extended her life by keeping her mind working. So, Mildred Monday, you're welcome. That's going to be it for this episode of PLA Radio. Hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next one. I'm going to end this with a song called Black Hat Life by DJ Boo, also known as Trevlin from the PLA forums.
Through the switches and into your cubicle, across the PBX and into your server, I know every corporate security game. To get in, I social engineer my way, forwarding traffic from every machine. This black hat's got his eyes on everything. Voicemails, POP3, SSL Apache, passwords, keys, and a fake photo ID. Taking down your firewall, brick by brick. Incoming, outgoing, sniff, sniff, sniff. My focus on your LAN is gonna make my day. Your misconfigured SQL server's gonna be my slave. It's a black hat life, living every day. It's a black hat life, which we create. Cause nothing else is worth living each day. It's a black hat life, which we create. Credentials are a given, and they're given to me. My social engineer skills are pretty freaking neat. I got to admit, I learn everything I know from my friends on IRC and PLA Radio. Credentials are a given, and they're given to me. When I saw your password, I thought that shit was funny. I got to admit, before I run these commands, it feels so good to have this power in my hands. It's a black hat life, living every day. It's a black hat life in which we create. There's nothing else is worth living.
then I go to the help desk. I lay on mat skills and pretend I'm a good friend. Before I walk away, the girl says, hey, wait, maybe one night we can go out late. One more number to add to my list. Manage corporation, security is bullshit. I take off my suit in the elevator. Guess what?
What?
Now I'm dressed like a janitor. This is my building now. These are my server rooms. And each and every one of you, you know I'm gonna roots. Dressed like a janitor, I do this shit in person. Open every door so I can get back in. It's a black hat life we're living today. It's a black hat life through which we create. Nothing else is worth living each day. It's a black hat life through which we create. It's a black hat life we're living every day. It's a black hat life through which we create. Nothing else is worth living.